Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ang.
Our new social reporter, Queenie Wong, got a rare opportunity to check out Facebook's new, quote, war room, an operation the social media giant started in September to quickly take down election-related fake news, disinformation, and fake accounts from its site. My immediate impression on this was, wait a minute, they just started this thing in September, but we talked about this ahead of time, and like, they've been doing some election-related stuff.
Yeah, to be fair, Facebook has already has been doing a lot to counter, any kind of propaganda or fake news or hoaxes on its social network. They've been helping with the elections in Mexico and France. Not so much elections, but still politically motivated in Myanmar. Also in the U.S., they got rid of all those, propaganda pages that were based in the U.S. like last week. But this war room thing that they're showing off, this is more so like, this is like a dedicated office for it now. Like, we have all these staffers here specifically focusing on that, and they're all working together now.
Okay. So it sounds to me like, yes, they are doing more. However, kind of the big Super Bowl for them, or at least the big issue, going forward, is going to be the midterms in a couple of weeks. And from everything that I've been hearing, you probably know more about this than I do, is that they're not prepared. They're not quite yet ready for the midterms, and it might be a mess.
I would disagree with like the midterms being their Super Bowl or anything like that. When you have election security, everything is a constant threat. It's like every day is your Super Bowl, like in the sense that you can't just wake up and be like, we're going to stop the election threats today and then not play for another whole season. Like, because these threats, like, they don't just start on like a single day or like a single election or anything like that. And they mentioned this too, in the article, where it's basically like, these aren't going to stop after the midterms. Like, there's always going to be another election that we have to watch out for. And who's to say like the midterm elections are more important than an election in Mexico or Canada or France or anything like that?
That is true. Yeah. You definitely want to make sure that, election meddling doesn't end up happening.
That being said, though, I will say this, Facebook definitely propped up this room to be a lot more than it actually is. Like, they show off all these like different computer screens, and they're monitoring all this like activity, and they have like a Brazilian flag and an American flag in one corner. And it's like, this is a conference
clocks.
Room. This is a conference room, dude. Like, this is not like, and they have this big sign on the door. It's like, war room. And it's just like, all right, chill out, dude.
All right. There's also an update on a major security breach at Facebook, which affected about 30 million users. Can you give us a quick update on that?
Yeah, so this came out in a report from the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday. We still don't know who the hackers behind that breach was, but in this report from the Wall Street Journal, Facebook seems to believe that this wasn't a nation state attack. This wasn't like North Korea or Iran or China or Russia going into and like stealing all this data on 30 million Facebook users. It was allegedly spammers pretending to be a digital marketing company, basically probably to make a lot more profit by getting, those people's eyes on their product.
Oh, that's good. Now I can rest easy feeling good that my information may have been stolen from spammers as opposed to a nation state. So,
I mean, lesser of two evils, or I don't know which, pick your poison here.
It would be nice if Facebook just protected my data. Last, Sonos and Roku are talking about becoming better friends. The two multimedia underdogs are in early discussions about adding Roku's voice assistant to Sonos's speakers. I like this story, not only because it's my scoop, but because, we constantly talk about Amazon, Apple, Google. It's nice to see these two smaller companies that are trying at least to differentiate themselves and do a little bit to hopefully get more customers away from those big guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a partnership that makes a lot of sense. Sonos is huge in the speaker world, and Roku's huge, in
streamers
and watching television and content and things like that. It just seems to make sense. They're not going to be able to make like this like crazy smart assistant on their own and like plug it into all your TVs and things like that, but they have a really good shot at like putting them together
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, if you want to read more about these stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for listening.